Hi.
Hi.
I'm Flea.
I'm Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
I know who you are.
Oh, right.
Oh, I love your hair.
Don't forgive me. Just give me one moment, okay?
Oh, yes.
All right, ready.
Awesome. I'm totally going to say I did that with you.
Hmm?
I'm going to be like I meditated with Flea.
Hmm.
I'm going to write it on my Twitter profile. Thank you. That is awesome.
What
are you eating?
A big bar of licorice, like this big.
Yes, black licorice?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Is it your favorite?
It is a daily occurrence for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I don't eat a lot of sweet things, but this is panda licorice. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
panda
yeah, licorice. I'm on this. This is so crazy. All right, mm-hmm. While you're chewing, so I do this thing for charity,
mm-hmm.
and I want to know if maybe you'd be involved.
Mm-hmm.
I call it See, Draw, Repeat.
Does it have to do with me writing something?
Well, if you want to participate.
I'd like to participate.
I take this
I'd
to bands.
I'd much rather do this and talk about, you know, whether or not we had got a new producer or not. Or
I started this book with this, Rockin' Koala Bear, and the first band had to draw that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second band had to guess what it was. Of course, they were wrong. Next band
I
had to
see.
Draw it. Anyways, I've been on this kick for a while, man.
Okay.
But I've been on an animal kick for like a hot minute, and I was thinking a reset with Flea.
Okay, reset, so draw an animal?
So you can draw whatever you want, or write down what the next band should draw. And if the calendar is correct, I think that's Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he'll be the next.
I don't
next.
Know them. How about if I just draw an animal?
I would love that, okay. Whatever animal you want to draw.
Okay.
So speaking of kind of animals, insects.
Yeah.
Bees. How are your bees?
My bees are so great. Thank you.
Last interview I saw you had over 200,000.
You're kind of guessing what this animal's going to be, aren't you?
It has a penis.
Well, you're guessing that it has a penis, but you don't really know.
You have now stuff on the circles that looks like fur. I'm going phallic-y.
You're going real phallic. You think I'm drawing a cock and balls.
It looks like it.
That's what you think, but you don't really know, do you?
I don't know. I don't know at all.
See,
I'm
you
excited.
You know why? Because your mind is in the gutter.
It is in the gutter right now. That looks straight up like a ding-a-ling, though.
Yeah,
come on.
But that's not, you see.
I can't believe this is happening right now. Have you had so much fun on this tour?
I occasionally have fun, and sometimes I don't have fun.
Oh, well, those are sad times. Is that a puppy? That is spot on.
I forgot the eyes are kind of weird.
I like your eyes. Do you have a dog?
I do.
What kind of dog
do you have? I have an Australian Shepherd named Blizzard. And I had one named Panda until recently that died.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but he had a great life.
What would you name this dog?
I would name him Chauncey.
Oh.
Oh, wait, what's the other part of this you're supposed to draw?
Well, the next band's going to have to guess what this is.
Well, it's
and
not
they're
going to
easily
hard.
Guess. They're going to be like a dog. I'm going to ask them, though. Will you do me a favor? Will you write his name back here? And my question will be, what's the dog's name? Nice. Oh, and just for wonderful purposes, if you wouldn't mind signing your artwork.
Oh.
I make my daughter do it as well, if that makes
okay.
you feel any better.
How old's your daughter?
She's six.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and
that's
she
awesome.
Is
what's
sarcastic.
Her name?
Zella.
Zella. Z-E-L-L-A?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I almost brought her. This would have been her first major concert.
Yeah, she's probably, you know, at the point where she could enjoy it.
Heck yeah. I mean, why not? And what a better band to introduce her to the world of concerts
Kids
with.
Do like us.
Hell yeah,
yeah
they
yeah.
do. What is your advice to musicians nowadays? I do have to ask some of those basic questions.
I think, you know, for any musician, young musician or old musician, you know, there's like a few different components of playing music. Like one is just the physical articulation of your instrument, which comes from practice, day in, day out, practice, playing scales, playing stuff. The other thing is understanding how music works, how chords cause tension and release, and how modes and scales work with the chords. So, you know, music theory. Understanding that. And then the third one, the most important one, because the other two anyone can do
right.
with time and
willpower.
You know, and yeah, just time. And the third part is the like spiritual, emotional aspect of it, which has to do with willing to let go and let your true self flow through your work. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And not doing it for the sake of pleasing anybody or any other reason other than just expressing to yourself, because each person has such a unique, one-of-a-kind vibration, for a lack of a better word to put
right,
it.
Right.
and you can just kind of let yourself flow through it, then you can make a sound that's all your own.
That's crazy. You talk about like the physical aspect of it. I kind of asked Twitter what they would ask you. Mm-hmm. And one person wondered how you get through the physical day after day touring. I mean, you've been at this for...
Oh, the touring, yeah, well, touring is a whole other thing. You know, I mean, that's how I was talking about learning how to play an instrument and maintaining, you know, your dexterity and your ability to physically do it. But touring, you know, I've gotten better at it as I've gotten older. I used to really get sad on tour because it's, you know, you're moving all the time, you get exhausted, it's lonesome, it's all of those things. But over time I've learned to kind of, for me anyways, the thing that gets me through it is that I'm sacrificing a lot of the other parts of my life so I can bring joy to people. Right. And also, you know, I mean, we get paid great. You know what I mean? I mean, we make a really good living doing this. But you know, there's always the question, like, well, is it worth it? I mean, here I am for the, you know, 200th night in a row staring at by myself in a hotel room looking at the ceiling, knowing I got to get up tomorrow and get on a plane and go to the next town, you know?
Yeah.
And that's an intense thing to commit to for any person.
Right.
You know, even even someone who really wants that life.
Right.
You know, and it's not necessarily for me the life that I ideally would have, you know, but it's the one that I've chosen.
Well, and for sure you're not financially motivated to do this anymore.
Yeah,
this
well, I mean, there's always, like, you know, look, anybody, whether you've made some money or not, everybody likes to make money. I mean, look, it gives you freedom in the world and ability to do things.
Right.
You know, if I can, my life has purpose because when I go onto a stage, I'm bringing joy to people.
Right.
And if I can really stay in that mindset that, okay, this is not about me, you know, it's about the people who I'm here to serve. You know,
then
I can stay in a, you know, a healthy, optimistic, positive mindset about it.
Wow, people are humbled by your presence, and to hear you say that is absolutely insane. That, like, I'm here for you, and you genuinely mean that.
Yeah.
I mean,
what else am I?
I mean,
if I any other way, and I would go absolutely crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, we talked before once on the phone.
I do. Okay, but I never met you.
No. Oh, okay. Maybe my voice sounds familiar, but no, we didn't talk on the phone. And you talked about Dark Necessities, and actually, we were discussing this outside when you guys were first putting that song together. It was a piano-driven song, if I remember. I mean, you guys changed that. Have you on this tour been changing how you arrange Dark Necessities? I feel like you guys play with arrangements a lot. Or is that you go in what you hear?
Yeah, no, the arrangement is the same. Actually, we change it up a little bit. But within the context of the song dynamically and little subtle things and stuff that make it move, shift from night to night. You know, in that particular song. I mean, that particular song has a pretty solid structure. But, I mean, within the context of any structure, of any song that we do, we always... Or I always, I think for most of us, we always think about it as a vehicle.
Right.
You know, not like a paint-by-numbers set.
Right. Well, yeah. And I assume that kind of stuff keeps it fresh for you guys every night as well.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Exploring the song in a different way. Also from Twitter came, I thought, an interesting question. If you could be in any other band right now, playing or doing any instrument, because I'm pretty sure you can play about anything you pick up, right?
No, but, you know, I play.
You play a lot. I almost brought a kazoo and was like, let's see what you can do with this. Because I know you're killer on piano. You can do anything with strings, right?
No, I'm not that, you know, I'm all right.
Well, if you could go to any other band, play and do any other position, what band would you go to and where would you, I mean, obviously you can't pick yours.
I can't really, it's hard for me to answer that question. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people who I've always... fantasized about playing with, like people who I've just always admired.
Right.
Like Neil Young or David Byrne or Nick Cave, like people whose like songwriting and approach and motivation, like a purity I feel in their motivation to play music that I've always wanted to play with. Just being like, especially like playing bass mostly, which is a pretty supportive instrument. People that I would like to play with at one time or another in my life. But I don't really know. I don't know. That's crazy. I don't know.
Is that a crazy thought?
No, it's not crazy at all. But I mean, I just don't, I can't. Yeah, I know. It's not like I sit around thinking, ooh, I'd love to play in that band or not.
Well, so you do play a lot of instruments. What instrument have you not picked up that you're really kind of aching to learn? Because you have a passion for music. I mean, it is clear this is just...
Yeah, I mean, I think that most musicians who play for a long time have a passion for music, and, you know, music is a great sanctuary from the cruelty of the world, you know? Mm-hmm. But I don't...
Damn, that's a lyric.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a little too literal.
It's so pretty, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a deep thought. Like, it's Deep Thought Thursday,
well,
but it's
just
pretty.
True. I've never played any of the woodwind instruments, and I'd love to be able to blow on those, or a violin, and I'd love to be able to play a violin. I don't know.
Is that what you see yourself doing when you're done with this? I mean, eventually, you're going to want to retire in the hoods. I mean, it does, right? At some point,
know.
Or does
I,
it?
I don't. Yeah, it's funny that you ask that, because sometimes I think about that, like, because we've never really talked about that or wondered, like, how does it end? Do we just keep going till we die, or do we, you know, like design an end, or do we, you know, just kind of fade away, or do we go crazy? You know what I mean? I don't know what happens, you know, with
That's
that.
Crazy.
So I don't know. I'm always so in the moment and just wanting to do what we're doing in that moment as good as possible, and trying to keep myself in a position where I can focus most effectively on doing our job, you know?
Is that an aspect of the job you thought you'd ever have to think about? Like,
and
I mean, you guys are legendary, so like planning, like you just said, planning
yeah,
your
no,
exit.
Yeah, no, it's not.
In,
it's not something that we've
crazy.
Ever thought about. So that's what I'm saying is no.
But I mean, to think that you guys are at like that stage of a career, not many people get to be where you are right now. You mm-hmm. know, you think about, like Tom Brady is going to have to make this decision. How do I go out? Do I go out on a win? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's so
but
cool.
I mean, I don't know. It's a lot different than with athletics. I guess like touring is kind of like that. Like
okay.
how long are you willing to subject your body to the rigors of the road? You
right.
know? Especially something like, you know, what we do, which is extremely physical, you know. And for myself, you know, it's a very physical experience, and you know, it takes a lot. It's a lot. I gotta stay, keep my body together, you know. But in terms of music, like I can't imagine not playing music till the day I die, you know, whether it's just like sitting in a room and playing Bach on the piano, or maybe writing film scores or whatever, just, you know, looking for exercising my brain and keeping that curiosity and creative spirit nourished by moving forward, you know, like that.
That's your outlet.
Yeah, it's just, it's an outlet, and it's you know, the curiosity of wonders of being a human.
Did you ever get nervous doing it? You know, you talk about putting yourself out there. It's you. Boom. It's me. Did that ever kind of give you butterflies in your stomach, thinking...
Like that people wouldn't like me?
I don't know. Maybe not like. Maybe rejection. I don't know. I feel like it's a lot
no,
to...
No, I mean, there have been a couple of experiences, like when I've played with people who are much more sophisticated musically than me, where I've... might have felt a little bit insecure that I would be able to express myself in a different type of setting, you know, playing jazz or something. But in terms of performing, no, never. It feels like I'm an entertainer, you know. I just kind of
feels
what
like
I
part
do.
Of you.
Yeah.